Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
253-334-6781.
Thank you. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
It's Mr. Brad Mumy.
Thank you.
Where are you guys located at again? Wisconsin or something?
Yes, I'm sorry. I do work for a third-party call center that services over 400 different companies, so I do have to have the account pulled up before I would know which one you're calling in for, and so that I can see if I have located the correct account. May I have you verify the email address that would have been provided?
M-O-O-M-E-Y 6010@gmail.com.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I was wondering if you can tell me the date of when you sent that CCW out.
Yes, if you'll give me a moment, I could definitely see that for you.
I know I did this somewhere back in December or close to January.
Yes, I am showing that that would have been sent out. It looks like on 12/24.
So you sent. I'm gonna write this down. And I never received it. And I called back in at another time, 12/24, and that would be 2020, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and I called back in, and because I hadn't received it, and she said I would get an email. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so she said I would get an email. Does it show when they had emailed that to me?
Yes, the original email would have been sent out the same day as you would have received that in the mail and as an email. If you'll give me a moment, I can see when the second email would have been sent out. That would take just one moment.
Okay. Who am I talking to today?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin?
Yes. And I do apologize, however, all of our calls are recorded, and I'm not showing any other calls being made to this account.
I thought I would have it. Have it here. I talked to Jamie or J-A-S-M-I-E.
Yes, I do completely understand. I'm not showing where there was any other calls made to the account, and I'm not showing where there was another email sent out.
Okay.
You would like, I could definitely get that sent out to you. However, I'm not sure where there was another call made to this account.
It's not showing there because this is who I talked to, J-A-S-M-I-E. And you guys are 24/7, right?
Yes, we are.
Is it possible that you could email this again, or?
Yes, I can get that put in to have that email sent back out to you if you would like.
I would, because you no longer can send a written certification, right?
Correct. We are no longer able to send that in the mail.
So it all has to be done in email, and then I have to have it downloaded somewhere and printed?
Okay, so the Virginia State Police will no longer accept online course certificates showing proof of competency for the purpose of obtaining a Virginia non-resident concealed handgun permit.
Yeah.
The email would just be for your records, as the law had changed on January 1st.
That's what it will say?
You will still get the certificate. It would just be for your records, as anything after postmarked after January 1st will no longer be accepted, as the law went into effect, no longer accepting online courses January 1st of 2021.
So, but I still get the certificate, right?
Yes, we can still send you the certificate for your records.
Okay, can you do that? I'll give you my new address.
Yes, if you'll give me one moment, we can definitely get that done for you. And you said you had a new email address you were needing that sent to?
No, I'm at my home address.
Sorry, we're only able to send it out through email. We're no longer able to send out a physical copy.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you'll have to send it to my email then, again.
Yes, I can definitely get that sent to your email. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, but I'm not sure how that works again. So, all it is nothing printed. It's something that's in my email.
Yes, it would be an email sent to you with the certificate. That would just be for your records at this time, as the Virginia State Police is no longer accepting online certificates.
This is good for 28 states, right?
The Virginia Concealed Carry Non-Resident Permit is good for 29 states. However, the certificate certificate that you received from us is to get a resident or non-resident concealed carry permit with the state of Virginia.
Okay. I'm not quite sure how that works then. I think how much did I pay for this? $67. How much was that?
Yes, the cost of the certificate would have been $65, and there would have been $20 to have the certificate printed and shipped to you.
Can you still do that?
I'm sorry, we're no longer able to ship a physical certificate.
So I have to have it printed here through my email?
Yes, we are only able to send the certificate out through email at this time.
And I would have to have it printed here.
If you are wanting it printed, you would have to have it printed, yes.
Okay. So I guess you need to send that to my email again. so I can try and get that done.
And I did get that put in to have that sent to you. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
How long will that take? I've been like waiting on this since January, so.
Yes, it is an automatic email, so that can take anywhere from 15 minutes to 24 hours.
Okay, and you haven't found where I called in a second time and talked to this person?
I'm sorry, I do not see any other calls.
I wonder why it's not there. This time I'm going to date when I talk to you. Dustin, you said?
Yes, my name is Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N.
T-I-N. Okay, go ahead and email that to me again, and I'll try it again on this end.
Well, yes, I have got that put in to be sent out to you, and was there anything else I could assist you with?
Well, if I come across something, I'll call back.
And I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too. What's your weather doing out there?
It is actually pretty nice today.
Okay. That's good. It's overcasty here, but I think it might clear up. You have a good day, Dustin.
Thank you, and you too.